Everyone to December 17th meeting of the Plainville Bethpage Board of Education. Mr. Wolfner, very good. We'd like to ask you all to stand for the pledge. And you know what, Jack? Why don't you start since you were there?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Wolfner. The shelves look nice. Yes.
It only took a couple of years.
More than that. Good evening, everyone. Anybody here from the high school? Do we have our high school?
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. Hello, how are you? Okay, so it's been a pretty quiet 2 weeks at the high school, but we did have our 47th annual MetMon conference this weekend, and I had the opportunity to attend. I was a chair there, and it went very well, and I was very impressed to see the diplomacy and, you know, how poised and the insight the delegates possessed. And I want to thank everyone who made this event possible. It was truly incredible, and I'm so sad it's my last year at Model UN. I think everyone who attended the conference had an amazing time from our school and other schools. I also heard there was DECA regionals, and it ran smoothly, and those who attended had a great experience, and we even have some participants moving on to states. I hope everyone has a wonderful break and a happy holidays. Thank you.
Do we have a middle school rep here? No? Okay. Any board announcements? Susan.
I would like to wish everybody healthy and happy New Year. We won't see you. I also just want to remind everybody that not everybody finds the joy in the holidays, and outward appearances may not always be what's inside. And if there's if you ever feel that there's somebody that you need to talk to, there is a talk line, and I think everybody should know it, even if it, as a friend. There's a lifeline for the suicide hotline. It's 1-800-273-TALK. It's important that we remember that not everybody sees through the same lens that we do when we see these joyous occasions. I don't mean to put a damper on it, but I think there's been some news about that very recently, as in Saturday night. So, you know, just let's watch out for our friends. Give a call. And, you know, it just takes one phone call to remind somebody that they're wanted.
Thank you. Anyone else? Lauren?
On a lighter note, no pun intended on the note, I went to the winter concert, 5th and 6th grade, at Matlin. It was wonderful. I just want to give a shout-out to Miss Lucas, Mr. Langenauer, and Miss Cornell, who is a fill-in, who did a wonderful job, and the kids were so grateful that there was such a smooth transition with their their music teacher. And so applause to the entire music, Mr. Rogers, and just the smooth transition. They were so appreciative and very sad to see Miss Cornell leaving them so soon because she did such a great job. But it was a beautiful concert, so thank you. I was so glad to be there.
Any other? Susan and I attended on Monday morning after we had the scare at the high school. A welcome back to all the students and everybody, all the administrators and staff. We're holding up signs just to make the kids feel good walking in. And I must say that on behalf of the community, we want to thank Chris and everybody else for the phenomenal job that was done. And Dr. Luce is going to talk about it. But it made the board feel really great that the Monday before the bomb scare, we had talked about what our plans were going to be. We knew where children were going to be going. We knew different things that were happening, and just a phenomenally well-done job to everybody. And we just want to thank everybody who participated. Thank you. Dr. Luce.
Thank you. First, I want to acknowledge the music program throughout the district. You just saw the evidence of some of the high school students, and I was certainly went to their concert, and it was a wonderful concert. one of the highlights for me is to hear the students do the Hamilton piece, My Shot, which is a very difficult piece to do, and they did it. It was authentic. I had it posted on my Facebook page because I was so proud of it. But the young man that I spoke to had not thought about performing before this. They had a competition. Five students competed for it. He never missed a beat. Never missed a beat. He did it like young Hamilton would have. And, of course, Glenn started out by saying, when I heard Hamilton at the first time, I didn't like it. I did not like Hamilton. But in any piece of music, you have to listen to it at least three times. Well, fortunately for us, he listened three times because those students performed it without an error, and it was just beautiful to listen to. And of course, the Bleak Midwinter was one of the things, and all the other things that they performed. But also, you had the jazz band, you had the elementary concerts, just wonderful things going on. We have an outstanding music program, and thank you, Mr. Rogers, for directing all of that, and for the music teachers who just give off themselves tirelessly. And it's just wonderful as you bring new people on board. They come with new ideas as well as some of the tried and true. I think about Stratford Rhodes, Dee Dee, and just an outstanding concert that I'm just lucky enough to be able to attend. So thank you. This past weekend, as our high school rep said, we celebrated and implemented the 47th Metmock that began during the Vietnam era. Think about that. Every year since then, 47 years ago, we have been part of this model UN club where children get together, they do their research, they represent different nations around the world, they take a point of view, they discuss it without killing each other. They argue. I mean, they pass notes. They have their, you know, but civil discourse around a topic. Gee, I wonder how they would be if they were able to teach those of the folks in Congress how they should behave. And if you go onto the district's Facebook page, you get to see the testimonials of the children and to hear what influence Metmunk has had on their lives. And I mean, it, just out of their own words, it's just a wonderful experience. And thanks to Mr. DeMartinez and, of course, the chair, Marissa, for providing this opportunity. It's a wonderful experience. Another note. On Friday of, I'm sorry, is it Friday or Monday? When was it?
Friday.
It was last Friday. We received a call. Someone called in to the high school office and said that a bomb was planted somewhere in the school. This call came in before school opened. It came in overnight. And, of course, the duty of the secretary at the front desk is to listen to calls first thing in the morning. So the first thing she listened, and she alerted the appropriate personnel immediately, and we went to work right away. Mr. Donnarumma was notified. The assistant principals went into full gear implementing our evacuation plans. It means moving once they got the okay, we notified the authorities. We knew we had to evacuate them, and we selected on that day, notice what I said, selected on that day to move the students to Matlin Middle School. So they walked. The teachers took them out of the building. The administrators directed it, and they were moved into Matlin. And the police, we had the police, the fire department, the Homeland Security, we had all of the appropriate personnel were there, K-9 unit, searching the high school. The students left, and staff left with their backpacks. And some folks have said, well, why would you have them leave with their backpacks? What if the bomb were in the backpack? The direction of the authorities is that you must move with the backpacks, because if the backpacks remained, the searching of the building would have been impossible to be accomplished. Because think about it, every backpack would have had to be searched. So that's the direction that they've given us, and that's the direction we follow. Once the K-9 units went through and we did a sweep of the building was declared okay to return to, so you know that we did end the day with our after-school activities. We had decided, we probably could have brought the children back at about somewhere between 10:30 and 11, but we had to look at what the kind of day would be to put them back. Staff needed to have lunch. They needed to be fed. There were so many things that had to go into the decision making, so that we decided to send the kids home. I think it was a wise decision. The minute we knew that we might be able to have to deal with any transportation, we held all the buses. Once the buses had delivered our elementary students, we held them, and they were lined up in the back of the high school so that we had the flexibility to either send the students home, ship them back to the high school, but we had the flexibility to keep, and we had the buses there through the day so that when we were able to send them home. We were able to send the students home with the cooperation of so many people, so many staff members. We then, at the end of the day, were able to reflect on what had happened with the staff and with Homeland Security. And they, I have to say, they were very impressed with the orderliness of the day, the way the staff responded, the way the staff identified the most important items that were that we should be considering. The things that we missed, things that we could do better on. So it was really an opportunity for us to, if this were to happen, God forbid, but if something were to happen, we feel like we're so much more equipped because of everybody being on board. We recognize that, so for example, our students who were on crutches or students who needed mobility, that we probably need to put some more things in place for them. We recognize that we needed to identify the people in charge, because as you enter a building, you're sending students to Matlin, for example. The Matlin staff doesn't know the high school staff, so identifying. We also need to put something in place to make sure that our high school students wear their lanyards. We've bought lanyards for every student. They identify their ID. We need to put that in place. Chris, can you think of anything else that I'm missing? But we just there were a lot of lessons learned, but the more important thing is that I want to thank everyone, for the cooperation. And I think, you know, my grandmother always said, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I think we're stronger because of what happened. It's not that we wanted it to happen, but if it were going to happen, it happened with people who were dedicated to kids and people who were well prepared because of Mr. Donnarumma's focus on safety. So, you know, we make no apologies for the safety procedures that we've put in place, because I believe that, and Homeland Security already has asked us to participate as a demo for other districts. And I got calls from all of my colleagues, because they were telling my colleagues and faculty who work in other districts who had children here, were telling their administrators, called Plainview, they got it right. You know, just in communication and how they felt safe and secure. So kudos to the entire community of staff members for everything that they've done. And the most important thing, is kudos to our children, because they were fantastic. So thank you, everyone.
I would just like to add that, you know, we know that some people were nervous and wanted more information. There's only so much information that we could get out in a period of time. And that once you knew your child was safe and so many kids had their cell phones to call home and say, I'm okay, once you hear those words, you could breathe a sigh of relief. But they couldn't have been in better hands than they were that day. I've just got to tell you. And when we learned early in the morning, your worst nightmares are just get everybody out of the building, get everybody out. And before you could turn around, everybody was out. So, again, Chris, I want to thank, and I want to thank the administrations of both the high school and Matlin, because you guys had kids coming in, you received them, they knew where to go, how to be handled, and it just worked out the way it was supposed to. So, again, thank you so much. Yeah, the retirement.
Thank you. Tonight we're going to recognize two of our clerical personnel who will be retiring at the end of the month. First, I'd like to start by inviting Dr. O'Meara up to speak on behalf of Maria Marsack.
So although I've only worked with Marie for about 5 months, I have to tell you, from my very first day, it's very clear that she's a woman who just knows how to serve, and she has served this district quite well. Like we said at your retirement party, come over here, I want to look at you. You know, it was so clear from our celebration on Friday how much you have meant and how much you've impacted so many people. Her fastidiousness, her eye to detail, and there is not one teacher or administrator who does not owe Marie a, you know, gratitude, because the way she manages the system that keeps them certified, which is our professional development management system, every single detail for every one of the teachers and administrators in our district that has taken a course, has taken an in-service, an after-school PD, started with Marie, with an email to her saying, could you put this on my learning plan, which she does. She cross-references all the calendars. She makes sure that the colleges are accredited, and she always was so kind to me when I had begun that she would sit with me and say, these are the things you have to look for. These are the typical errors people make. So I was so grateful for the way you took care of me when I first started here. Jill came back on Friday, and she really went through the entire history here with you about how much Marie does in our quiet office that most people think is such a calm little office because it's so quiet. But the countless hours Marie has put in to every single event that most people show up to, it, like the first day back to school, where all staff gets a beautifully typed folder with every single document in there that they will need to be successful throughout the year and all the things they have to sign up for. In January, she's glad she's retiring at this point. Because if she had to do the professional development catalog again, I think she would jump. But we are having you back, and you have to train someone how to do that. But I just want to remind everybody here that Marie is the true quintessential server. She has really served our staff, our students well, and really, you let me know what POB was all about, and I really appreciate that. So good luck. She has a beautiful, brand-new first grandson to spoil and spend time with. So again, it makes it a little bit easier to let you go. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And on behalf of the Board of Education, we want to give you this plaque. We want you to always remember us. Every time you dust it, you'll see it's from us. But words cannot say enough about how much we appreciate everything you've done and how wonderful a job you did.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the grandbaby.
I will. Thank you. Thank you all. My pleasure.
Marie. Thank you. Congratulations, Marie.
Turn around, Marie. Marie, turn around.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Donnarumma to join us to congratulate Kathy Chernow on her retirement.
Kathy, if you could come up.
Thank you.
for you. So my pleasure to talk a little bit about Kathy's impact that she's had to this district and specifically my office. Kathy started in 1997. She spent 21 years with the district, and I'm going to focus on what the impact she's had in my office. So I get the honor of coming up to the board meetings and reporting out through my office all the great things that we have the ability to do, but I say it sincerely, it's because of people like you that allow me that flexibility to concentrate on those things. So what I've learned from Kathy in 2.5 years of being able to work with her is that she has the support needed in that position at that desk with the attention to detail, with the dedication, with the focus on just hard work and doing the right thing and being a team player. So I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, you have made such a difference in there. You know the things that we've changed. I wish that you could stay for another 5-10 years. I know that that's not possible, but you need to know when you leave this district, you have had such a tremendous impact on the case center as well as in my office. So the hard part is finding someone to try to step in and do all that stuff. That's the biggest challenge for us. So we wish you all the best in the future, Kathy. You have been tremendous in that role. So I really do want to thank you.
Board again, we'd like to present you with this, and to always remember us and gotcha. To know that we're going to miss you tremendously. And Chris said it all. Thank you.
There you go, Kathy.
Thank you, Mr. Donnarumma. Congratulations, Kathy. Congratulations, Marie.
Sylvia couldn't come, huh? Okay, so we have middle school enrollment challenges, please.
Good evening. This was a request that we survey the kindergarten through second grade parents in the expanded optional zone of Pasadena, and we sent that survey out. We closed it 2 weeks ago Friday. It went out on the 26th of November. We had 69 respondents of the 135 emails that were sent to those families. 21 of the respondents had a kindergartner, 21 had a first grader, and 33 had a second grader. Of the respondents, a few had, 14? A few of them had students in POB middle school, and you can see up there, 8 in 5th grade, 6th and 6th, and 2 in 7th. Of those, 12 would consider sending their children to Matlin, removing them from the middle school if given that opportunity, POB middle school. The parents with kindergartners through second grade were asked if they had the opportunity to send their, or the choice to send their children to Matlin when they enter fifth grade. 34 of them said yes, and 35 said no. And this was a bigger difference than when we had surveyed the third and fourth grade parents. When we offered the different scenarios and asked which they had preferred based on the board reducing the amount of choices of the scenarios, 37 preferred scenario 11, which was repurposing existing space at POB Middle School and implementing the expanded optional zone. 21 preferred scenario 1, which there would be no changes to the district boundaries. And scenario 9-11 preferred, repurposing the existing space at POB Middle School and implementing an optional zone, not the expanded, but the original optional zone discussed at a previous board meeting. And that is all we have.
Not surprisingly, I have a comment. I guess like the first survey, it's a little disappointing that we didn't have a higher percentage of responses. But what this does do is I think it continues to inform our decision-making with regard to the enrollment challenge, because we have to look at both from a short-term and a long-term perspective if there's going to be an issue. Based upon the last presentation we had on the demographics report, it looks like 2024 is a year where it's going to pop up. All variables staying the way that they are. And if that's the case, then some of these K-2 students are going to be at the middle school. I was surprised that 34 of the 69, 50% would consider moving. That, I think, informs us that perhaps while we've focused on some of the, you know, we're looking to get more information about repurposing the rooms and obviously resources that we could address, maybe the optional zone is something for a long term that we have to consider looking at. So although there were less third and fourth graders, there was a significantly higher number of K through two. So how we do that, I still think we have to discuss, but if we're looking for a long-term solution, it seems that there is at least some level of interest in an optional zone for existing families. At least that's my takeaway from this.
Mary, thank you very much.
Welcome.
We're now going to public participation. District policy 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they're speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which the reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could be in some way violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open.
Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive. I want to take this opportunity to wish the board and the faculty, and the administration, excuse me, the faculty included, of course, I want to wish you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and the best for the new year.
So on routine business 8.10, I will have to abstain. The author of the donation of the books that I am making, Arlene Steinberg, is my sister, so I would prefer to abstain on this. The books will be coming in January. I told the author she needs to personalize them.
I wanted to confirm that only the 17 positions listed at the bottom of that can be reimbursed for using their own phone. Is that correct? Okay.
All in favor? So moved. Motion to grant permission to circulate policy 7512, the student physical with updates. Jody? Second. Seth? Any discussion? Holds? All in favor? So moved. Thank you. Request Board of Education for approval of the high school independent research trip. Oh, this is really a great one. To Burke Rehab in White Plains. Debbie, second. Susan, any discussion? Except to say, what a trip. Wow. It's an eye-opener.
Can we go on some of these trips that we're approving?
All in favor?
That's not a perk.
Thank you. A request of the Board of Education's approval January 26, 2019 high school varsity wrestling trip to Newburgh, New York. Debbie? Second. Lauren? Any discussion? All in favor? So moved. A motion to for the Regent review sessions for January. Seth? Second. Jody? Any discussion? Susan?
Just a quick question. The these are all students taking them currently, or these they are these are gotcha, and these are okay. And the English, is that the English review, is that also for the current students who will be only for students who passed? Okay, thank you.
On the motion, all in favor? May I please have a motion to adjourn into executive session for reason of personal negotiations? Susan, second. Seth, all in favor? We want to wish everybody a wonderful, healthy, and happy new year, and share some of your good feelings with your neighbors. Thank you.
No reports. That's why we're at.